Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
728 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard on the show tonight. Coming up 9 o'clock, we'll have Mike O'Connor of Wright's Ricky Sanchez will join the show to talk about. He wrote a piece this weekend, his bold predictions for the season, also his take on Ben and where the Sixers are at. And this is quite simple for me. Ben Simmons is petulant. He's a baby. He's all these things that we don't like in our athletes in Philadelphia. But the person that's the most to blame for today and the nonsense down at the practice facility and a player wearing sweatpants and a phone in his pocket and not participating in drills isn't Ben Simmons. It's the Sixers, and specifically it's Daryl Morey. This trade should have been done months ago. He should have been out of here. This player has told the franchise through words and actions who he is and what he is from the day he arrived. And the Sixers have ignored it, paid him, got rid of players to appease him, held on to him, didn't listen when he said he wanted out, and now they're paying for it. Like, this is the way the NBA works. When a player asks out of a certain stature with a certain agent and you try to force them back, this is what happens. They take dynamite to your organization. Remember the Jimmy Butler thing, how he got his way here? When he basically challenged his teammates in practice and embarrassed everybody and screamed at the GM. Like, Ben is not, you know, he's not going to do that because he doesn't have that kind of spine. But this is what they do. They basically just blow the whole thing up until you get rid of them. And the Sixers thought, they'll be fine. We'll just bring him back. No big deal. Tucker, I blame Daryl Morey more for this whole thing because it should not be at this point. We shouldn't be here the night before the season talking about this. The idea that they could have got a star-level player back or just to, like, wait for that day. Like, we could all wait for things that probably won't happen to happen. Keep waiting. I blame Morey and the Sixers more for where we are today than Ben.
Yeah, I mean, Adrian Wojnarowski went on ESPN today. He said that teams still value Ben Simmons. Whether the smart teams actually do is a different question.
Mm-hmm.
I find it funny, the comparison of him to Jimmy Butler. Like, Jimmy Butler blew up the Minnesota Timberwolves like an atom bomb.
Yep.
Ben Simmons, I guess, kind of went off like a sparkler. I mean, the guy is simply apathetic.
Yeah.
Right? And really, the real word is pathetic. The guy just doesn't care. The guy doesn't want to be a basketball player. He wants to be famous. He wants to be rich. He doesn't really want to work for it. And even though the Sixers have kind of, you know, botched it to the point that we're here, the fact that Daryl Morey is under criticism for expecting a basketball player to play basketball, I think it's kind of ridiculous. Like, Ben Simmons is the reason that this is an issue, right? If Ben Simmons decided that, hey, you know what, I know this is going poorly, I know that I don't really want to be here, I know we have our differences, but you know what, I'm going to show up, I'm going to play basketball, I won't make a fuss, may not try all that hard, but at least, you know what, everyone will like me, I'll get along, I'll be nice, and 6 weeks from now I'll be somewhere else. That's fine, because you look at Bradley Beal reportedly might be doing that, there are other players around the league who aren't happy with their decision, but guess what? They still show up to work every day, and Ben Simmons just isn't there for it. And I don't know if Ben Simmons is lazy. I have a hard time looking at what occurred today, and this is kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, really, right? I mean, this has been building for probably 3 years,
mm-hmm.
4 years, like since the day that the Sixers traded for Jimmy Butler, really, is when this whole situation was set into motion.
Yeah.
But everything revolves around Ben Simmons. Like, the idea that Ben Simmons was upset because, you know, everything revolved around Joel Embiid. Well, guess what? They got rid of Jimmy Butler because of you. They had to go get Tobias Harris because there was no one else on the team who could even shoot. They weren't unable to keep someone like Al Horford, who, although Al Horford was atrocious here, he had no fit with the Sixers because both him and Ben Simmons couldn't stay on the floor at the same time. I mean, everything the Sixers have done in the last 3 years have revolved around trying to get Ben Simmons to become the basketball player that they hoped he would be when they drafted him number one overall. And he's failed at every single turn. And I know at some point, maybe if you're a teacher, if you can't get through to a kid after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you give up, right? Maybe you blame yourself. But
right.
Sometimes you have bad kids, and that's Ben Simmons.
Well, you do. And it's in real life, you can't get rid of your kids. In the NBA, you can. You can trade them away.
Trade them away for other kids.
Let me make this comparison very quickly, and then we'll go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Get your take on who's more to blame for all this, Ben or the Sixers, specifically Daryl Morey. All right. Ben Simmons wanted out of here. He asked out of here. Daryl Morey knew this. And all we've heard for months now is he's holding on to get a star-level player. If you go to a restaurant over and over again, you keep getting a bad meal, okay? And then you go for the 10th time, and you get the worst meal you've ever had, which today might have been the worst meal or worst practice Dockers have ever been a part of. Isn't it on you? Aren't you the moron who keeps going back to the same restaurant? Like, they could keep waiting for the meal to turn good, right? And that'd be the offers. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to wake up, my phone, I'm Daryl Morey, it's going to be ringing off the hook. Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson and Damian Lillard, and they're all going to be offered tomorrow. Or you could start realizing, like, hey, we're not getting anything. The offers are not coming in. Like, there's a point of patience, and there's a point of stubbornness. And I think we've reached stubbornness with Daryl Morey, and this season could get botched because of it. 215-592-9494. Daryl is in Downingtown. Daryl is up. Hey, Daryl.
Joe, you're an idiot.
How come?
How can you possibly blame Daryl Morey? Did Daryl Morey sign Ben Simmons to that max deal?
He did not.
No, he inherited it.
Right.
How do you like what Daryl Morey did with the Al Horford deal?
That was a good trade. Nice trade.
That was pretty darn good,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was a good trade, sure.
Okay, so everything Daryl Morey has done has been good.
Daryl, wait, let's wait a second. How about the trade for George Hill? That was the big trade deadline acquisition last year. How about not getting James Harden, not getting Kyle Lowry?
They had no chance at James. You think James Harden's coming here?
He was traded.
He was traded.
Yeah.
He was never being traded to Philly.
Why?
Why would he come here?
No. When you're traded.
Would you come here or go to the Nets that are stacked?
When you're traded, you don't get the choice. He didn't get the choice. He was traded.
Really?
Harden
didn't have a choice.
He was traded, Daryl. He didn't sign with the Nets. He was traded. You know, there was a report.
Harden had a choice. Harden told them where he would go.
There was a story.
NBA
Daryl,
players
Daryl.
Are running the league.
Sure they are. Sure.
LeBron and all his buddies.
Daryl.
Then you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, I think you want to make yourself feel better. Daryl Morey had a chance last year to get James Harden. The reports were out there. He wanted
Daryl Morey had no chance at getting Ben Harden or James Harden.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think Daryl Morey's a fool?
No. I think he's pretty sharp basketball guy.
Okay, so I agree with that. So if he's not a fool, then what he did last year by every NBA reporter, down to the end, it was the Sixers and it was the Nets. So by our discussion, by what you think happened, he was played. Because that everyone reported the Sixers were engaged in trade talks with the Rockets.
He should not have gone after Harden.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the opposite. He didn't go hard enough. We have to criticize him. Last year, they had a chance to get a player that would have changed their franchise. And from the reporting, he didn't want to include Tyrese Maxey in the deal. Tyrese Maxey and Ben Simmons and picks. He didn't want to do it. And guess what?
For the reporting. And I don't necessarily believe
Daryl,
that.
Well, Daryl, where are you getting your information from?
Where are you getting your information?
By the people that report on the NBA, right?
And there are people that report on the NBA that said the Sixers had absolutely no chance to get James Harden.
Okay, so those are conflicting reports.
If he was getting played,
yeah.
would you have preferred for Daryl Morey to step out and say, okay, we give up, you guys can have James Harden? Or do you want him to follow it through to the very end to see if he could?
Obviously the second part, and I think he did that, and I believe, and look, we're both just believing what we think, right? It's just a feeling.
Right.
I don't believe he went to the nth degree to get James Harden. I think he waited to see if the Nets would take, the Rockets would take the offer he gave. They didn't. He walked away, and the Nets got him. But like,
and
this,
I disagree.
Okay.
I don't think James Harden was ever coming to the
and that's fine.
Now, let me ask you
a question. Okay. Because you don't want to blame Daryl Morey at all. So okay,
no, guy's not perfect,
right?
But you think he's darn good.
Okay, well then, what happened? So the trade request came in for Ben in the summer. It's now what, the middle of October, and
what
Ben is still
request?
Here. The trade request from Ben Simmons to be traded.
Right, for who?
I don't.
What were we getting for him?
Guess what? That's Daryl's job. He can't be on the team anymore.
We don't know if anyone was offering anything for Ben Simmons.
Daryl, is Ben Simmons going to play tomorrow night?
I don't care.
No. Answer the question. Yes or no?
I don't think so.
No, he's suspended. So guess what? They could have got you back, and it's better than what they have right now. They don't have a player.
I'm glad he's suspended. I hope Daryl Morey makes Ben Simmons sit in a chair on the end of the Sixers bench and watch every stinking game from that bench and look like the petulant little 12-year-old emotional moron that he is.
That's fine. And guess
and
what?
You know what?
I'd be okay
Josh
with that too,
Harris
but they could have gotten
more money out of his nose than Ben Simmons makes. So
they could have gotten something for him, and they should have traded him in the summer. Why won't you acknowledge it? Why is he still here?
Because they couldn't get anything for him in the summer.
But Daryl, wait a second.
What's the value, Joe?
The value going up now?
No. What's Ben's value?
Is Ben's value higher or worse than it was in the summer after today and this nonsense?
You know what? I don't think it's that much different.
So wait a second. So if it's worse, that's obviously a bad job by Daryl Morey. If you think it's the same, it's also a bad job by Daryl Morey because they look like a slapped ass right now.
You know what? I disagree. You think they look like a slap. I think they look great. Make him sit there and look like an idiot in the petulant little whatever he is.
Who looks like the idiot today across the NBA?
I think Ben Simmons does.
Well, I disagree, Daryl. And I appreciate the phone call. I mean, Ben Simmons is what he is. Like, Ben Simmons looks bad. No, the Sixers look like they have no grasp on what they're doing. None. Like, if you have something that holds some sort of value, there's only three ways it could go. It could stay the same, the value. And I think probably Tucker would argue Ben Simmons' value is the same as it was in the summer. I would argue it's the same or getting worse. No one with the brain would argue it's going up. So what is Daryl Morey doing besides wasting time? That's what I don't understand. Is his value going to go up? Is his value going to go up? What do you think, Tucker?
I mean, probably not.
I don't think so.
But has anything changed in the last 4 months that would do it, right? Like, I get the whole idea that if you were going to trade him before, then just trade him, right? Like, if the value hasn't changed, and if Daryl Morey 4 months ago wasn't happy with the trade offers that he was getting, then why would you take it now, right?
And when is the end game? What is the end game to this?
Well, something has to change, right? There has to be a seismic shift somewhere else. And I'm not saying that anything's going to help Ben Simmons' trade value immensely, but if someone else gets hurt, if someone becomes desperate, if someone else becomes available in a trade, we talked before about the December 15th deadline where all of a sudden, you know, recently acquired players become available to be traded again. If another star player, not that Ben Simmons is necessarily a star player at the moment, but if a star player asks out and becomes just as desperate as Ben Simmons is to leave, and Daryl Morey can create a package around that, something can change.
Sure.
Right? Like things don't change. Think back to that James Harden deal, right? Ben or Daryl Morey sat on those assets for years. He acquired five first-round picks and waited for someone to become available. I think he's trying to do the same here, but it just looks terrible because as things are going on, the boat he's on is sinking because one of his own crew members is poking holes in the side of the ship.
So you're right. And I think smart and patient people generally sit there and say, if I wait, things will turn in my direction.
What's Sam Hinkie say about the longest view in the room?
He was right. I think that the longest view in the room is the best view. But sometimes smart people have to realize things might not also go. Like Daryl Morey's a percentage guy, right? And maybe he thought there was a 60% chance things would break his way. Dame Lillard would ask out Bradley Beal, whatever, right? But guess what? When we say probabilities, and I say, just making this up, 60% chance it would break the Sixers' way. You know what that leaves? That leaves 40% that this thing would go to hell. I mean, someone called it earlier. Malcolm Brogdon signed a deal today. He can't be traded this year. I don't know if the Sixers are interested in Malcolm Brogdon, but like that was maybe plan F or G or whatever, plan D. Well, that's off the board now. The longer you wait, it may break your way, and it may go the opposite way. The Sixers practice today, the day before their first game, was sabotaged because the player wouldn't participate, and it's a circus. Like, this is not going well right now. Let's talk to Ryan in the Northeast. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on?
Ryan, what are you thinking?
So I do agree with the last caller about the Daryl Morey thing. I know that you're on the opposite side with that. But, I mean, like, the guy signed Seth Curry, and he's working with the pieces he had. You know what I mean? They were number one in the Eastern Conference last year, right? And going into the playoffs, if I asked who the second-best Sixer on the team was, we would all probably say Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have felt great about it. But, yes, yeah, I think they would have said
that. But, yeah, so he is, like, sort of an asset. And now how everything's panned out, his stock went way down.
Right.
And he looks like a baby. He's a clown. He really is a
sure.
clown.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Sixers are in a really tough spot. Now, I think it kind of goes to coaching. He's been here for 5 years, and the whole time he's been coddled, never been forced to shoot or try to shoot. Even in the playoffs, like, you had Doc Rivers saying how, like,
he's a treasure. You know, he's a treasure. Yeah,
like, he's a treasure. Like, come on, dude. Like, there's got to be a certain point where you push this guy to his limits and try to make him good. Whatever.
I agree.
So, We're done with that, and also agreeing with the last caller, I think you just, like, let them sit there like a clown.
But how does that help you?
Because, all right, so right now you're going to get absolutely nothing for him, okay?
Yeah.
Like, nothing at all. So the only thing I would take right now pretty much would be a really crappy team. Let's say, like, the Pistons. I would take a first-round pick from the Pistons and let them live a terrible life over there. That's what I would probably do.
Well, I mean, I would too. I mean, I'm at the point now, and Ryan, I get it. I'm at the point now where I don't care what they get back. He just has to be off this basketball team. But, like, the sitting him thing, again, the Sixers have to start thinking about what is best for them now. Like, this platonic ideal of, oh, if we just play our cards right, we could hit a jackpot on this. That's not happening. You know, Howard was singing Kenny Rogers last hour. You need to know when to hold him and when to fold him. And that's why I blame Daryl Morey for this. Daryl Morey is pretending that none of this stuff matters, that if he just waits this out, he's going to win a deal. Have we all woken up to realize there is a chance? I think it's pretty big. You may think it's smaller. That they're not going to win the deal. So if you're going to lose anyway, cut your losses. At some point, move on. This is impacting the season. They're playing a man down tomorrow night, and it's a distraction. I mean, those two things are facts. It's a man, they're a man down, and it's a distraction. This could have been done in the summer. I mean, that's the reality. Whatever the teams were, and we heard the reports, the Kings, the Timberwolves, the Cavs, whoever, the Spurs, like, there were teams interested. I don't know what they were offering, but Daryl Morey held out because he thought he'd get something better. Right now, he's got nothing, and he has a disgruntled player who's obviously taken, you know, advice from his agents and acting like a child. I mean, this has been going on for years with this player, where he doesn't do what we think he's going to do or get to the level we think he's going to get to. This is a joke. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Anthony, who's in Bucks County. What's up, Anthony?
How you doing?
Good, Anthony. What are you thinking?
Thanks, Joe, for having me, man. I appreciate it. Well, first of all, I got to say that the whole situation is just preposterous, honestly, and you know, to kind of go off your question about who to blame, you know, I kind of think it's 50-50. I mean, I don't necessarily blame Daryl that much because I think, you know, just in recent sports history, you look at, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay and how he was, you know, reluctant to play and then ended up playing. You know, maybe he thought something like that was going to happen. But, you know, I think that, you know, it is more towards Ben to blame, in my opinion. I mean, he was picked one overall. He got a max contract. And, you know, in my mind, like, you have to capitalize on that. You have to be committed. You have to be loyal to that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think he's officially done in Philly. You know, you can't wake somebody who's pretending to be asleep. You know, the only hope now is if a team in the league is struggling on defense or, you know, needs a player, you know, for, you know, to feed, you know, a number one player on their team, you know, something like Dallas and Luka there or something, or Golden State. But, you know, I think otherwise, you know, the action right now should just be to bench him for the first couple of weeks or something and just see how other teams in the league play out. I mean, I think that's the only option they really have.
And that's probably that's probably where this is going to go. Like, if I had to guess, Anthony, I don't think he's ever going to play in a game for the Sixers again. Like, after today, I think this is – they're going to wait. I don't know when it's going to happen, but, yeah, he's either going to be told to go home or he's going to sit there on the bench and, you know, maybe have a fake injury or something. I can never see him on the court again for the Sixers.
No, me either. I completely agree with that.
Yeah,
agree.
It's a shame. I mean, and Anthony, I appreciate your phone call. It's a shame that we got to this point. It is a shame. And I'm not trying to – I don't want this to be misconstrued. I'm not trying to say Ben has no culpability in this. I mean, Ben Simmons is a professional that took a max contract from the Sixers and has decided to just act ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous today and yesterday. I mean, it's the opposite of professional. But I blame the Sixers for not realizing who he is and not seizing the moment last year to capitalize on whatever value he had. Like, I just think think about where Ben Simmons' value was. We had shows last year. We did discussions. I remember it. Would you trade Ben for Harden? And those conversations happened, and I don't know what the percentage was, Tucker, but people called in and didn't want to trade Ben for Harden November? Early December, whatever it was. And now, like, Daryl Morey's in charge. He's been in charge for the last year. Think about where Ben Simmons' value was from then to now. In our eyes, in the league's eyes. He was a centerpiece of a conversation to get James Harden. And right now, he is here, and I don't know if they get anything for this guy. So his value, like, the idea of his value bouncing back, I would love to sit down with Daryl Morey and say, like, honestly, man, you think this guy's value is ever going back up? Because I just think it's going, this is a, like, think about the slope from last December to the playoffs to now. Like, this thing is sliding down fast.
Have you gotten to the point where, as soon as they announce anything, right, whether it comes tomorrow, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, no matter what they get back, they could get back T.J. McConnell and a half dozen basketballs.
I love it.
I'd look at it and be like, you know what? I kind of like the fit. Makes sense to me.
As soon as I see the Woes trade, the Sixers have traded Ben Simmons, I love the trade. Who they get back?
A+.
I'm in. Great trade by Daryl Morey. Like, that's it. Like, the bar is so low. It is. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dante, who's in Philadelphia. What's up, Dante?
Yo, Joe. What's going on?
Hey, Dante. What are you thinking?
So it's kind of hard to – let me ask you this. 3 years ago, would you have traded Ben Simmons?
Yes, I would have.
Why?
Because I didn't believe he was going to improve.
But it's hard for an organization to say they want to pass up on somebody who has the upside that Ben had. If you look at him like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, everyone's like, he's so developed with his passing, his rebounding, his defense. Everything he does so great except shoot. It's just he's so young. If you trade him and he turns into that player that everybody at the time thought he would be, then the Sixers look like idiots.
I agree. And that's why, I mean, just to go back in time, Dante, 3 years ago, if you and I had this discussion then, the kind of player I would have traded him for would be different than now, right? Like, because that potential was still there. So, you know, I would have said it in the context of, if you're getting another star, like a real star back, then you do it. But obviously it's changed now.
It's changed now, yeah. And it's hard now because his value is so low, you know, going into the offseason, and now with all this stuff that just happened today, his value is lower. But the problem now falls onto, I think it more so falls on the Ben as to opposed to the organization, because it's hard for any organization, you know, whether it's 3 years ago, like I said, 2 years ago, last year, to pass up on that upside. You bring in Daryl Morey, you have essentially a new front office with Elton Brand now out. Elton Brand now reduced to a GM. You bring in a new coach with the hope of, let's give him one more year, let's see if he develops and all this. He doesn't develop. Now he officially wants out. But you're not going to trade him unless you get what you want. But for Ben acting like this, it does nothing but to hurt his trade value. And that he should realize that himself. His agent, Rich Paul, who represents some of the top players in the NBA, should realize that himself, saying, if you want out, you are not helping your case right now. This problem revolves more on Ben Simmons as opposed to the organization.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. Dante, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, they're both being stubborn right now. Like, you ever watch an argument between two stubborn people? No one gets anywhere. Like, the Sixers are being stubborn because they're waiting for this magical moment to happen where someone offers a star. And Ben's being stubborn. I mean, our last caller is right. Like, if Ben plays along here, it doesn't hurt his cause. In fact, it helps his cause. I mean, this... nobody looks good right now. The Sixers look like they are just a rudderless organization again, which maybe they've always been. And Ben looks like, I mean, his stock across the NBA on the court over the last year and now off the court is as low as it's ever been. 215-592-9494. I blame the Sixers and Daryl Morey specifically more for what happened today at practice and this whole thing than I do Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons has tried to show us for years who he is, what he is. You know, the kind of person he is as an athlete and a teammate, shown us. Like, he's made this clear that he's all about him. And the Sixers have decided and thought, yeah, we'll play it out. We'll be stubborn here and something good will happen. Well, today they look ridiculous and they start the season tomorrow down a man. And this thing just, you know, kind of sputtering away. It's absolutely ridiculous. 215-592-9494. We get back. What was Joel Embiid's reaction to all this today? We hear from Joel Embiid, and we may have to isolate whether Joel Embiid was talking about Ben Simmons or just talking through how he felt today, because it was interesting. A missing comma, perhaps, in the quote from Joel Embiid. We'll talk about that. All your phone calls. Do you blame Ben more or Morey and the Sixers more? I blame Morey and the Sixers. They botched this thing. He should have been gone this summer. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.